In this bulletin, the federal government poised to announce the return of international travel. 15 COVID deaths in New South Wales as the state detects 864 new cases, while Victoria records 1,143. And in sport, an independent report finds evidence of corruption and manipulation at the 2016 Rio Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales is reporting 864 new locally acquired cases and another 15 deaths from COVID-19. The health department says 9 people who died were unvaccinated, 1 had a single dose, and 5 were fully vaccinated. More than 87% of people over the age of 16 have had their first jab of a COVID-19 vaccine in New South Wales. Victoria has again detected more than 1,000 new local infections and 3 deaths after a big jump in cases yesterday. The state experienced a sharp rise in daily cases on Thursday with 1,438 and 5 deaths. Today, the daily number has dropped to 1,143 after 62,000 tests were processed in the state in the past 24 hours. Queensland has recorded 2 new local cases as the state grapples with a COVID-19 cluster in the aviation sector. The state processed 19,764 tests, but authorities are on edge about potential community transmission, urging Queenslanders to be cautious. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a lockdown is not needed at the moment, but if infections become unlinked, then the situation could change.
We do need to make sure that people in Brisbane, Logan, Gold Coast, Moreton Bay, Townsville and Palm Island continue to adhere to those stage 2 restrictions. We need people to keep getting tested. We need people to keep wearing this mask.
In the ACT, residents can have visitors at their homes again under an easing of restrictions. 2 visitors are allowed to households at a time, while outdoor exercise sessions can be held with 2 participants. Canberrans aged over 60 will also have a choice about which vaccine that they'd like. The federal government is set to start reopening international borders in November. National Cabinet is being held to discuss plans with the states and territory leaders. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is soon expected to announce the details of overseas travel resuming next month. An estimated 45,000 people are stranded overseas waiting to return home. A 96-year-old woman who failed to turn up to her German trial on charges of war crimes has been arrested. Former Secretary Imgard Fuschner is accused of aiding mass murder at a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. She left her home in a taxi and an arrest warrant was issued. Her trial is scheduled to start later this month, but she wrote a letter to the court last week expressing her desire not to attend. The Mayor of London says it's important to improve the culture of the police force in the wake of Sarah Everard's murder at the hands of an officer. A serving police officer, Wayne Cousins, has been sentenced to life in jail for using his position to stop the 33-year-old victim as she was walking home from visiting a friend and then killing her. In reaction to the court sentencing, Mayor Sadiq Khan says wider society also needs to change so women's safety is held in a higher regard.
The idea that somebody that we entrust with our safety, that we're supposed to have trust and confidence in, can use his position in the way that he did to abduct, rape, then kill and then burn Sarah's body is shocking. And it's really important that all of us do what we can to change the culture that exists.
In sport, Irish boxer Michael Conlon says he feels vindicated after an independent report uncovered corruption at the Rio Olympics. Conlon was defeated in a quarterfinal at Rio, and a report found at least 9 bouts or intense activities were suspicious, including his match against his Russian opponent. He won bronze in 2012, but says he still wants his medal, and when he receives it, then justice will be served.
You know, for me, Rio will be kind of the making and breaking of me in terms of as an amateur, it broke me completely. My goal as a boxer from my start of boxing was to become Olympic champion, and now I will never ever become an Olympic champion because of what happened.
And now today's weather: Perth showers, possible storm, 20 degrees, a shower or two in Adelaide, 18, Melbourne showers, 20, Hobart rain and 14, Canberra showers and a possible storm, 19 degrees, Wollongong a shower or two and a possible storm, 23, much the same for Sydney, 24, similar to in Newcastle, a top of 26, Brisbane showers and a likely storm, 25, Cairns mostly sunny, 32, and Darwin a shower or two developing and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.